KNSI welcomes you to the Saturday Morning Eye Opener. Talk radio on the edge. With host Michael John Smith, exploring provocative topics in a diverse spectrum. And now, Michael John Smith. Michael John Smith.
Good morning and welcome to the Morning Eye Opener. Thanks for having me on with you this morning as your day is starting. Today we're going to talk about kind of a heavy subject. I like doing that. So grab your coffee or your orange juice or whatever and hang out with us. It's going to be a little religious. It's going to be a little spiritual. It's going to be everything that we can talk about. So it's no worries that I have an expert with me because we had such a fun time the first time. Jeanette Blonigan Clancy with me, and we talked about religion, and we were on the edge there a little bit, but it was fine. And so now you're back, and we're going to talk more about that. And also Marilyn Salzel-Brinkman is with me, and Marilyn was with me a little while ago talking about her book. How's your book going, by the way?
My book is selling very, very well. I'm really pleased with it. It's called Aprons, Flour Sacks, and Other Folk Histories.
Excellent. And they can buy that at like Walgreens and stuff?
Walgreens, St. John's, St. Ben's bookstores, and at the Stearns History Museum.
Okay. And now, Jeanette, you had one coming out
Mine came out.
Right? How was yours doing?
Mine is selling, well, it's really a topic that will sell not nationally rather than just locally because it is heavy and it's about religion.
Okay.
For instance, I'm going to Cleveland in March to give a presentation on, and I haven't said the title of my book yet,
yeah.
God is Not Three Guys in the Sky.
Okay.
Cherishing Christianity Without Its Exclusive Claims.
And that's the whole title?
That's the whole title.
Oh my gosh. So and there's no acronym for that. It's just the whole thing.
Well, but, so, God is not three guys, you know, for short.
Yeah. Okay. Now, you guys, now this is contrasting. Like, Marilyn, you've been a writer for the St. Cloud Times, period.
I'm a columnist.
Columnist for the St. Cloud Times. So you're not really
a month column.
Yeah. And you're not employed there. I want to clarify that because I almost got in trouble last night with you.
That's correct.
So anyway, so your book is really a collage or a collection of your previous articles, right?
It's a collection of my columns, yes.
Okay. Now, that's really, if you were to sum it up for me, how would you do that with your book?
It's a collection of my columns, and I put it into a book because a lot of people were collecting them, but they were missing some.
Okay.
They wanted me, I got a lot of requests to put it into a book so that they would have the whole collection. And my book is more not spiritual, religious. It's more nostalgic, to bring back memories and to entertain.
Okay, all right. Well, that's kind of cool. You got a fan base wanting a book. Now, the reason why I asked that is because how does it work? Because you guys are doing sort of a collaborative type thing. At least we're doing a show. And so how does that work in with
yours,
Jeanette?
Well, the book before this, God is Not Three Guys in the Sky, was a history of Avon. And in fact, I would like to share a segment in that book. So I have written two local histories, and I also write much for the St. Cloud Times, but my writings appear on the opinion page.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry to.
So I'm frequently in the Times.
Didn't mean to slight you there.
Oh, no.
I think anyone writing for the Times is good for you guys. So, okay.
Well,
so you're in the opinion page.
Well, yes. I'm more serious, I would say. And I loved writing the entertaining pieces in this Avon history. I think it's just a stitch, the story that I'm going to share.
Okay.
I gave it to you, and I was hoping that it would entertain you a little bit.
And that was the
1896 school fight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this is not a fist fight, though.
No.
This is kind of a fight that I could really see playing out nowadays.
Yes.
Really.
With some differences. It's very interesting to see how far we've come in a little bit more than a century.
Okay. Do you want, go ahead and let's talk about that, and then we can kind of see how it plays out during the show.
See what comes out of it.
Yeah. So what happened back in 1896?
Okay. I'm just going to read this first sentence because it's sort of sums it up.
Okay.
The Avon school fight that began late in 1896 played out in courts for 5 months, featured an education issue that raged in Stearns County for 5 decades, involved all the principal citizens of Avon, jeopardized the position of the county superintendent of schools, and brought state officials into the fray. Its month-by-month unfolding, covered extensively by the St. Cloud Times and other St. Cloud papers. There were other St. Cloud papers at the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now we only have the Times covering the news, you know.
Uh-huh.
The coverage reveals the conflicts that language and religion brought to Stearns County life. It's interesting that religion and language played together in this controversy. It started when the school district 60 teacher stopped having Catholic prayers during the school day in answer to a complaint by two parents. And the school clerk refused to pay the teacher, Joseph Heinen, but the clerk was brought to court and fined $10 by a judge from holding court. And it just...
That's sort of going on today, isn't it? Happened? The Bleeding Hearts won out, exactly. So then they were able to take it out of school? I'm just curious.
Well, it went way up. It went up to the state because the teacher took his case to the State Department of the county superintendent, who was an Avon citizen. He lived in at a lake in Avon, and he had taught school in Avon. He told the... He took away the certificate of the teacher. So the teacher went to the state, and he went to the State Department of Education, and then a complaint was filed by another non-Catholic citizen in Avon with the governor of the state of Minnesota. Wow. And charging the county superintendent of schools, the person who took away that teacher's certificate. Well, so then there was a we can't go into all of the details, but there are some interesting...
So now let me understand this. So now you have somebody who had a complaint against the teacher because he was saying a prayer.
Yeah.
And then you had a complaint by somebody else against the person who complained?
Exactly. The county...
Because they wanted the prayer in school.
That's right.
Okay, so how did this all play out? How did that change things?
Well, the thing is that the county... What we have to stress is that the county superintendent of schools sided with the Catholic sectarians, you know, and the state was on the side of, you know, not letting Catholic prayers dominate in the school. Oh, I should add, when I was doing the research, I went to the Stearns Heritage Center and picked out all of these old pictures of Avon, and there was a picture of the Avon school, which stood right next to the church, and it was called St. Benedict's School. The school was public district. It was a public school, and it was District 60, but it was called St. Benedict's School. It was that closely aligned. Yeah. And up to 1996, before a new school was built, the children ate in the school, in the church basement.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So, yeah. And, you know, when I was growing up in St. Well, this is bringing up something else. When I was growing up in St. Martin, I started in 1950, and the priest came into the school and taught religion, taught catechism. So,
okay, we'll go on, we'll go there. Okay, well, we got to give this just a little bit here. Though. We don't want to give them too much because they're going to shut me off here. So let's back off now a little bit and kind of look at this. I mean, is it that much different than what's going on today? And how did this fight change things for the folks in Avon?
It, on the surface, it didn't change anything. Marilyn and I were talking about that before. On the surface, the court injunction said, you can't do this anymore. You just cannot have sectarian prayers. It was restraining the district from permitting sectarian prayers. But the oldest informants I had when I did research on this book entered the school. See, the injunction, oh, by the way, one of the judges was D.B. Cyril. And... this was in 1897, but some of my oldest informants were born shortly after 1900 when they started school. They had Bible study. The school day began with Mass. They had prayers in school. Nothing changed on the surface.
I went to a one-room schoolhouse out in the country at St. Martin, and we started the day with the prayer and the pledge.
The Pledge of Allegiance?
Yes.
Did you have any Catholic instruction?
Not in the school because we didn't have...
you didn't have the priest next door.
No, we didn't have the priest next door. We had to go to town on Saturdays and have religious instruction. Mm-hmm.
So when did they get rid... If this fight didn't... I mean, this fight, I'm sure, had some sort of effect on things. But as far as when was prayer taken out of public schools?
Well...
And was this related to that?
Prayer, I think... This is very much related to that. And prayer did not, for instance, I told you I started in 1950, started grade school, and the priest still came into the church, into the school to teach catechism. I would say right in the 1950s that things really changed.
Okay.
And language. Bishop Bush, and I think he was Bishop of the Diocese of St. Cloud, and he really favored people learning English. So he told parishes to stop having sermons, you know, the homily at the Mass. He told them to stop having that in German. Do you remember when that happened? I think that was in 1950s. I don't know. When
1950s or prior to that, actually, because I don't remember sermons in German.
Okay.
Although my husband, who's just a few years older than I am, he does.
Mm.
And he grew up.
It depended on the parish you were in, too.
Right.
If the parish was primarily German, the sermons were in German.
Okay. And he grew up in farming. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, after this, we're going to continue this language, and because that seems to be a big deal now, too, with people wanting other folks to learn English. So it's funny how some things haven't changed. And we'll talk more about this right after this. You're listening to The Morning Eye Opener on News Talk 1450 KNSI.